This is VOA News via remote. Tommy McNeil. Yemeni officials say that at least 8 people were killed by a car bomb that rocked the southern city of Aden. The officials say the explosion took place Saturday afternoon close to a security checkpoint outside Aden's international airport. At least 11 others were injured. The prime minister called the explosion a terrorist attack, and the blast has damaged buildings and an internet cafe in the area. Yemen has been convulsed by civil war since 2014 when Houthi rebels captured the capital and much of the country's north, forcing the internationally recognized government to flee to the south, then to Saudi Arabia. U.S. President Joe Biden said Saturday that nuclear talks with Iran would resume as he and European leaders warned Tehran that accelerated and provocative nuclear steps it has taken will jeopardize its return to compliance under a 2015 nuclear agreement. And Biden and the leaders of Germany, France, and Britain met as Iran continues to enrich uranium to near weapons-grade levels. Leaders are trying to revive the 2015 deal and restore Iran's program to where it was under the pact, which kept the Islamic Republic at least 1 year away from the potential to field a nuclear weapon. In a joint statement issued after the meeting, Biden, Germany's Angela Merkel, France's Emmanuel Macron, and Britain's Boris Johnson expressed their determination to ensure that Iran could never develop or acquire a nuclear weapon. This is VOA News. Leaders of the world's biggest economies are set to tackle climate change on the final day of a weekend summit in Rome that is widely expected to set the tone for a major conference on the same issue taking place in Glasgow over the next 2 weeks. The common ground on how to reduce emissions while helping poor countries deal with the impact of rising temperatures. The G20 summit ends with only weak commitments. Momentum could be lost for the larger annual talks there, where countries from around the globe will be represented. The U.S. and European Union have reached an agreement to settle their diplomatic rift over Trump-era steel and aluminum tariffs. The White House made the announcement Saturday as U.S. President Joe Biden was in Rome attending the Group of 20 summit. 2018, the Trump administration raised taxes on EU steel and aluminum on the claim that the foreign products produced by American allies were a threat to the U.S. national security. Europeans and other allies were outraged by President Donald Trump's use of the Article 232 to justify the tariffs, leading many to impose counter tariffs on U.S.-made motorcycles, bourbon, peanut butter, and jeans, among other items. Leaders of the world's biggest economies endorsed a global minimum tax on corporations as part of an agreement on new international tax rules. That step, taken on Saturday at the G20 summit, is seen as building more fairness and skyrocketing revenues for some multinational businesses. The move by the Group of 20 was hailed by U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen as benefiting American businesses and workers. Some of the leaders from the world's powerhouse economies was also being challenged to pick up the pace in getting vaccines to poor countries. The Italian premier, hosting the two-day gathering, blasted the gaping global COVID-19 vaccine gap as morally unacceptable. Reports from Myanmar say that, again, more than 160 buildings in northwestern town, including at least 2 churches, have been destroyed altogether by fires caused by government shelling. Government spokesman blamed an insurgent for setting the fires. The destruction of buildings, Chin State, appeared to be another escalation in the ongoing struggle between Myanmar's military installed government and forces opposed to it. Board VOANews.com via remote on time.